We're attacked. Time has come. We're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome into today, this TGIF Friday, May 9th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a great one lined up for you. We're going to be speaking with a couple of sponsors. We have a history lesson in the second hour, but I want to do a little bit of a follow-up from our interview yesterday with Fani Mantravati, the founder, inventor of the website checkmyvote.org. Many of you have texted me vote, and I've sent you back the link where you can simply click on it, put in an address, click to see who's registered at that address. And if the information is incorrect as you know it, you can take that information by simply Control P to print out what you see on your computer screen, and then you can take that to your local clerk. Well, in talking with Fani via text messaging yesterday afternoon, last night, and again this morning, Fani has decided that he was so inspired by our interview that I sent the link to him on. It's going to be on his website soon. That he's actually going to design and create a presentation for county clerks. The first one he's going to do end of May is going to be my wife, Victoria Bishop, and her deputy clerk, Annette Marcus, Amy Gilman, in her office to sit down and show them how they can take this website out to their county, to their 15 township clerks, and get them to use this website this year, 2025, to clean up the qualified voter files prior to next year's election. He said, I had a great time on the show with you. Truly appreciate the interview. He's going to actually post it on his website. And it triggered the idea of him actually driving around the state of Michigan to visit with the 83 county clerks. Hopefully explaining the website to them, the capabilities of the website, what they can do with it, and then let them disseminate it out to their local clerks in their counties. So again, if you would like the link, the clickable link to the website, just text me vote, and my phone will send you back, usually within 5 to 10 minutes, the autoresponder will send you the link. And then you can share that with your county clerk. You can share it with your local clerk. You can make them aware of it. So a lot of information able to be checked at the fingertips of these clerks simply by typing in an address in their county. Vacant lots are the biggest, absolutely the biggest target that we're going after, as well as vacant homes. Houses that were built years ago, boarded up, they have an address. A lot of them still have the mailbox up. Address on the building. Well, all you got to do is drive by, take a picture of it, go home, type in the address, check it, and see if anybody's registered to vote at that vacant house. Vacant lots. They all have addresses. Check with your post office, postmaster. Tell them this is where it was, next door to a specific house, but next door is a vacant lot. Well, do they have people registered to vote there? So, greatly appreciate the interview yesterday. Checkmyvote.org. Send me vote. I'll send you the auto link to it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Got to tell you, you guys are amazing. I got 17 text messages during the break where you guys texted me, vote. My phone is plugged in, charging up, and it already auto-responded to all 17. love this feature that Verizon hooked me up with. Again, anytime you send me a text message, autoresponder will send you the information, usually, like I said, 5 to 10 minutes. Well, I guess having my phone plugged in charging, it did it like within a minute or two. So thank you guys for requesting that information. I also sent it to Officer Rick today. He's listening in as a school cop down in Genesee County, and he's listening on the Simple Radio app. So all systems are go on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This show's website, if for any reason you're outside of the 97.7 listening area, all you have to do is go to Your Defending Fathers, plural, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on the stream player. Now, of course, that's live 9 to noon Monday through Friday, but it repeats this show every 3 hours. Being Friday, it's going to repeat the show every 3 hours all weekend long on the website yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the free TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the app and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. Those are the website and app for this show, dedicated to the show, completely repeats the show immediately after starting at noon. Also on the website, click on podcast. That's a complete half-hour blow-by-blow recording, MP3 audio file of this show every single day. So 3 hours long, 6 half-hour podcasts. Listen on demand anytime you want. You can't listen to the show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. You can't catch the replay tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, usually during the week. You can't go to the website and sit there and listen through the stream player. Well, you can just click on the podcast and listen on demand anytime. So that all makes up, along with the radio station's website, the call letters, WCHY.us, and again, like Officer Rick, Simple Radio app. Put in the call letters, WCHY, and you can listen on the Simple Radio app as well. Again, all of that makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Share the information. Let people know. YourDefendingFathers.com. Check him out. He has podcast recordings. Just click on podcasts. Listen on demand anytime. Now, the one warning that I give, actually two, I've been called crack radio. People listen to the show. They get addicted. They spend a lot of time listening, sharing the information with everybody they know. And also, don't listen past 10 p.m. at night. I do not want to be responsible for your blood pressure going up and you not being able to sleep. So use it with care, is all I'm saying. One of the things that we are obviously watching, looking at, is the budget down in Lansing, the one they're working on for next fiscal year 2026. Well, part of that is being frugal with our taxpayer dollars. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is in a bad situation with the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, because the Republicans and the Speaker, Matt Hall, are on a crusade to bring back state employees to the office, their office desks, their buildings, full time. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is content with the current hybrid arrangement that puts individual state departments in charge of their in-person work requirements. Speaking to reporters in front of the newly named Deborah A. Stabenow Building, formerly known as Constitutional Hall, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked, do you want to get all the state workers back to downtown Lansing? What was her response? Well, you know, I want state government to work for the people of Michigan, which, of course, was not a yes or no, but probably not what Speaker Hall wanted from the governor, the person who oversees the entire state bureaucracy. The governor then took a series of questions on the topic from four different reporters, which is highly unusual, almost feeling like a cross-examination of her during her normal run and gun scrums that she has with the Capitol Press Corps on a regular basis. The first inquiry sought a response to the legislative Republicans who think workers should be back in their offices. Governor answered by saying, "We've got a workforce that dedicates so much of their lives to the people of Michigan, and we're going to continue to do our jobs." The whole world looks different than it did 10 years ago, much less 5 years ago. But I am proud of our state workforce. Well, then asked by another reporter, if the state needs all of the state buildings that state employees are working from remotely, they're not there. Whitmer's answer, we've shrunk our footprint. And we want to make sure that we can do the job. We're always analyzing where there are opportunities to be efficient and without compromising the work that needs to be done for the people of Michigan. Well, third reporter, does that mean, Governor, that you're not going to change the current hybrid work requirement by most state departments which they are using? Whitmer comes back. There are different policies across state government, but you know, we have seen the state workforce is nimble. They show up when we need someone to be keeping us safe. I'm proud of the state workforce, so I match ours against any in the country. Well, finally, the fourth reporter said, well, do you want to get all the workers back downtown then? I want state government to work for the people of Michigan. A lot of state workers are downtown. Bald-faced lie. It's a ghost town. Not true. All you got to do is ask Clint Tarver, the guy that runs the wonderful hot dog stand. No. His business is down tremendously. Governor Whitmer goes on to say, after a lot of state workers are downtown, a lot of state workers work in other parts of the state. We got offices all across the state. And they're showing up and doing their work, and I think we should be thanking them. Completely avoiding the questions. So here's the deal, Governor. If these people don't come back to their offices, are they essential workers? Because being at your desk 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, eliminates the possibility of you working from home where you're doing laundry, you're vacuuming, you're feeding the kids. You don't have to have daycare because you're basically at home, but your computer's on, your laptop probably that you brought from the office, and it's logged in to your department. So because you're logged in, you're working. That's Governor Gretchen Whitmer's assumption. Okay, I'm the governor of the state of Michigan. I'm going to make this very simple. You get your butt to the office 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, starting this coming Monday, or you're fired. That simple. You get to your office, you sit at your desk, you're prepared to do your work from 9 to 5, you can have your lunch hour or whatever, and your breaks, whatever, because of course they're all union workers, but you either get here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or you're fired. Either that, or sell the buildings, or rent them out, do whatever, sell the furniture, sell the computers, sell it all, because nobody's there using them. Why do we need to have all this office space in downtown Lansing with no workers, nobody in the buildings? So MERS News Service asks a very simple question. Should Governor Whitmer roll back work from home? All companies, states, governments are grappling with what is called the right balance. At the end of the day, the most important concern is making sure that the people of Michigan are protected. What is she talking about, protected? Protected from what? Protected from a virus that doesn't exist anymore? It's over. It's gone. These people wearing masks that I'm seeing going into Traverse City, I just sit there and shake my head. Really? Are you guys seeing people out there with stupid masks? Again, ending the conversation, we've got the best state workforce in the country, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, the Republicans in the Speaker Hall, I'm getting so mad right now I can barely talk. Republicans in Speaker Hall contends that this is for taxpayer accountability issue. We want to know if the state workers are working from home. During one of his news conferences, he wondered out loud if some of these civil servants are actually having a second job. Supposedly doing the other job while still being paid on state time. The governor was not asked about that, but stayed on message. I'm proud of the state workforce. I'd match ours against any in the country. Okay, got a very simple final question for you, Governor. Let's look at the number of employees the state of Michigan has versus the number of state employees Georgia has. The state of Georgia, about the same population, the same number of I-75 miles from north to south as Michigan has, almost, I believe, the same number of counties, but operating at 50%, $40 billion annual budget compared to $80 billion. Let's look up a very easy number. How many state employees do we have versus how many Georgia has? And then let's see where we can cut. Again, get your butts in your office Monday, 9 to 5, starting this Monday, or you're fired. This is unbelievable. I'm going to get something for my throat. Second half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.